Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the scripture verse by verse. We're making our way through Psalms, and we're in Psalm 62 right now. This is another Psalm of David, and this is in the New American Standard Version of the Bible, NASB. It says this: My soul waits in silence for God alone. From Him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I will not be greatly shaken. How long will you attack a man that you may murder him, all of you, like a leaning wall, like a tottering fence? They have planned only to thrust him down from his high position. They delight in falsehood. They bless with their mouth, but inwardly they curse. My soul, wait in silence for God alone, for my hope is from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my refuge. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my glory rest on God. The God of my strength, my refuge is in God. Trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts before Him. God is a refuge for us. People of low standing are only breath, and people of rank are a lie. In the balances they go up, together they are lighter than breath. Do not trust in oppression, and do not vainly rely on robbery. If wealth increases, do not set your heart on it. God has spoken once, twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God, and faithfulness is yours, Lord, for you reward a person according to his work. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, if our wealth increases, help us not to set our heart on it. I pray for the person today who is stressed out about money, and they are worried about provision, and they feel the weight of being the provider, and they can't seem to shed that mantle because it's stressful and worrisome. And Lord, there's nothing more revealing about my heart toward you when I am suffering from financial stress. I realize that all that trust I thought I had wasn't there. I'm reminded of the moment when we lost our house when we lived in France. We had sold our house in Texas, unbeknownst to us, to a con man. And it caused us to lose everything, all our equity. We lost our house. We lost everything. And I really, really struggled with that. And Lord, I remember you asking me the question when all of this came down. And we were on the other side of the world and we could do nothing about it. And we were suffering complete financial ruin. And you asked me the question, do you believe I own the cattle on 1,000 hills or not? And we read from that psalm earlier this month. And I had to be really honest. And I just said, no, I thought I'd believe that. I said it with my mouth, but I don't practically believe that. And I had to work through that idea that God does own the cattle on 1,000 hills. He owns everything we see. And there's this peace that came over me in that moment of realizing that I couldn't control the situation, and God took care of us. And so I'm so thankful for that, Lord, for that lesson. When everything is taken away from us, we have an opportunity to see our faith with realistic eyes. And I found mine wanting, but we also have an opportunity to grow in it. And so, Lord, for those who are struggling financially today, would you give this to them as a gift of growth? Help them to realize that you are their provider. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are the one that provides. They don't have to try to make it happen. Of course, they need to work hard. Of course, we all do. But you are ultimately running this world, and you do own all the cattle. I guess that's not a plural word, cattle. It's just cattle. But thank you for that, Lord. I am so, so grateful. Lord, help us to trust in you at all times, and help us to pour our hearts out before you, because you are a refuge for us. Lord, help us to wait in silence for you alone, because from you comes our salvation. You are our rock and our salvation, our stronghold. And Lord, that's my prayer today, that we will not be greatly shaken today. This is a crazy world, and many of us are being shaken. But Lord, with you as our rock and our foundation, we need not be shaken. And so even though the mountains are tossed into the sea, even though the world quakes beneath us, you are our sure foundation and we trust in you. Please provide for my friends listening today. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I am humbled beyond belief that you take a moment every day to be prayed for. Thank you. And if I could give you a hug, I would, but I can't, so I'll have to give you a cyber hug. I'm hugging you now. Thank you so much for being a part of this movement of prayer in the earth.